Water polo players have two basic goals when they take to the pool. One, do whatever it takes to help their team win. And two, try not to get drowned by the opponent. Don Mills has been helping his team do just that since 2005. He says a number of his players started out as competitive swimmers, but the better water polo players are ones with a team sport background.
Of course, they have to have the ability to swim, but you don't have to be, like I tell these guys, you don't have to be a fast swimmer to be good at water polo. You just have to be very aware.
Senior Captain J.B. Baker says because a lot of the action happens underwater, out of the watchful eye of the officials, it can lead to some situations not often found in land-based sports.
Basically, anything goes underwater because the ref can't see it. So, and that way it can be a pretty dirty game. And a couple of times I had my suit pulled down, which was pretty surprising the first time. Yeah. Pretty embarrassing.
New Hampshire is far from a water polo hotbed. Usually only seen on television during the Olympic Games, the sport is most popular at the varsity high school and college level in places such as California and Florida. The Exeter Boys Varsity includes a number of athletes who never played water polo before enrolling. That includes senior co-captain Joe Shepley.
I was originally a swimmer, so it combines something that I was used to doing, something that I excelled at, and it turns into a sport with a ball, which makes it a lot more fun. So,
senior co-captain Nick DuPont says water polo is more about the full body experience than swimming is. It involves the torso, the shoulders, the legs, and the arms, and a player can use only one hand on the ball at one time.
It's definitely grueling when you're playing the pool, because not only do you have to keep yourself afloat, but you've got to keep yourself afloat while other people are trying to drown you, while you're swimming up and down the pool to play the ball, and while you're holding the ball up, so you can only use one hand or even no hands at times. And so we do a lot of conditioning.
Coach Mills says although the games include only 32 minutes of action, trying to pass and score while keeping your head above water can pose a challenge for even the most well-conditioned players.
One colleague of mine who works in the phys ed department here at the school compared it to playing basketball with someone trying to drown you the entire time.
One advantage the team has over some of its opponents is that the home pool is deep from end to end, while some other schools play in a pool that is shallow at one end. As Nick DuPont explained, the extra conditioning from practicing and hosting opponents in Exeter's pool definitely gives the team an advantage.
It definitely does. It's nice to be able to invite an opponent over here and have them struggle without touching the bottom, because we're used to practicing this every day. We never get to rest on the bottom of the pool, but if we play at another pool, we have that extra level of conditioning.
But all of that extra conditioning can take a toll, especially when students have to commit to a full schedule of practices and games. Coach Mills says they must keep up with a rigorous academic workload.
Number one, obviously the training is pretty demanding, so they get tired. They want to go to sleep instead of do their homework.
Since the team plays all of its away games out of state, Coach Mills says the team often spends entire Saturdays on the road, leaving the players just one day to finish homework and prepare for Monday classes. Exeter goes for its second straight New England championship on November 9th. For NHPR News, I'm John Doyle.